You are listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.
A while ago on TV, on one of those nature programs, it was documenting how in some parts of Africa, hunters have developed a clever way of trapping monkeys. They slice a coconut in two, hollow it out, and in one half of the shell, cut a hole in it just big enough for the monkey's hand to pass through. Then they place an orange or other desirable fruit in the other half of the coconut before fastening it up, and place the two halves together. Finally, they secure the coconut to a tree with a rope, retreat into the bush, and wait. Sooner or later, an unsuspecting monkey swings by, smells the delicious orange, and discovers its location inside of the coconut. Slipping its hand through the small hole, the monkey grasps the orange and tries to pull it back through the hole. Of course, the orange won't come out because it's too big for the hole. But the persistent monkey continues pulling and pulling, but to no avail, never realizes the danger that it is in. While it struggles with the orange, the hunters approach and capture the monkey with a net. As observers of this ordeal, the viewer knows that as long as the monkey keeps its focus on the orange and won't let go of it, it faces certain death. Someone who wanted to help the monkey might scare it by shouting at it so that it would abandon that stupid orange and run away from that deadly entrapment. So consider our gospel accounts in comparison to the monkey. Jesus sees this young man as being in danger of losing his chance for eternal life because of what he clings to, not an orange, but wealth. Jesus tries something drastic. He tells the young man to turn his back on his wealth, and by doing so, he will save his life. It's a stark choice, money in this world or everlasting life. Just as it was stark for the monkey, food or freedom. Why was the choice so stark? Mark is quite descriptive. He says, Jesus looked at him and loved him. Because Jesus loved this young man so much, he wanted him to be free, just as an animal lover would want that monkey to be free. Jesus' advice often seems hard to follow, but it always is meant for our own good. It will challenge our way of thinking if we realize that these are the words of someone who loves us and who knows better of what we can do to be brought to eternal life. Of note, too, is the order in which all of this happens. After the young man asks the question about what he must do to inherit eternal life, Jesus first goes to the commandments, the fundamentals of inheriting eternal life. It's tempting in this day and age to disregard the Ten Commandments as old school thought, but that's not what Jesus did here. And remember what Jesus said, I came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. The young man said that he kept all of these commandments since his youth. Perhaps the young man was thinking Jesus would pat him on the back and say, "Great, keep up the good work," and send him away. But that's not what happened. Jesus asked him to take himself to that next level, to that level of an eternal reward. Maybe we sometimes feel that we've got it right and we're doing okay and want that pat on the back or some affirmation for our good works. But that's the world's way, not the way to heaven. Maybe it's time for a good, honest examination of conscience. You know, what I've done and what I've failed to do, just like we prayed a few moments ago at the beginning of Mass. Maybe we haven't stabbed someone to death, but have we killed their reputation by gossip? Maybe we haven't physically participated in adultery by being with another person, but perhaps through some virtual image online, we've done just that. Even if we get those Ten Commandments right, is there maybe something that we cling to that prevents us from fully participating in the life of Christ? Money, status, prestige? Or what about possessions? Perhaps a toxic relationship, pride, stubbornness, a my way or the highway attitude, maybe anger, revenge, even a grudge or a hurt. These things and many others could be that orange in the coconut for which we cling. As you and I progress through this Mass and through this life, let us remember that our Lord freely laid down his life out of love for us. Let us not be afraid to give up what he asks of us in order to follow him each and every day. Jesus is the one who will lead us, not force us, on to eternal life. And he does so because, like he did for that young man, he looks upon us and loves us.
Thank you for listening to the Blessed Sacrament Roman Catholic Parish podcast. We are disciples in mission who know God, love God, and serve God.